Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You are my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
22 years ago, this week, in fact, wait a minute, time out. 22 years ago today, Karen Carrion was on my show for the first time in 1997, December 12th, 1997. This is the 12th, right? No, 13th. No, yeah, 12th, that's right. This, 22 years ago, Karen, happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary. We've lasted longer than a lot of things, right?
I know.
It's great, Jim. I'm telling you, this has been 22 years of just greatness. And
name another media company you've been talking to for 22 years. Name one consistently for 22 years. There's not one.
No, of course not. They've come and gone. Right?
That's right. That's right. They didn't make it. Hey, Karen, thanks again for being here, folks.
You persevered and you stayed, which is fantastic, which speaks volumes about you as an entrepreneur and a business owner.
Well, and
thank you for everything you do for small business, Jim. You are a voice and a platform that is so critical to everything we do. And small business in general.
Well, I appreciate it. Of course, everybody knows how much you're my hero. Hey, Karen, let's get back into the business and talk about USMCA. The USMCA, folks, U.S., Mexico, Canada trade bill, which is in the box, it's in the bag, it's got a bow around it. It just needs to come out of the House so the president can sign it. It's the replacement, the improvement of NAFTA, and it's the economy is literally sitting on go, ready to leap off the ground when it gets put in place. It's going to help a lot of small businesses. Tell us about how it can help us, but also tell us where we're stuck.
Well, you know, Jim, right now, it's go time for the Congress, right? So now that there's been this agreement between Democrats and the White House on specific provisions, Canada and Mexico have signed off on those changes, and the legislative text should be going up to the Hill soon. So, you know, the House looks like it will vote on it before the Christmas break, but it has to go to the Senate, and they won't have time to do. Again, another thing that's been delayed because of all the impeachment stuff.
Yeah.
But also, you know, it's going to get stuck over the Senate side, not because it can't be approved, but because those articles of impeachment, once they get passed by the House, I mean, that's something that the Senate has to address right away.
Do you think that part of the attitude about impeachment, which is not good, I mean, the polling is not supportive of impeachment across the country, across demographics, really. Do you think that is partially because people are realizing that this is holding up getting things done? And I mean, in the marketplace, Karen, there are real business deals that are being held up because this USMCA is a past, and people are connecting the impeachment process to the holdup. Do you think that's part of the polling?
I think it is. And I do think, you know, the American public, I mean, they were tuned out in terms of, oh, this is just Washington. This is politics. You know, they do this type of stuff. They're going after the president. They have continually gone after the president. But it is, I mean, it's tiring, right? I think the president has certainly been on message and saying his call was perfect. This is politics. And to be honest, I mean, on the Democrat side, they really haven't come up with anything during these hearings.
Well, I haven't talked a lot about impeachment on the show, and I've tried not to.
I know we're not going to go there,
the thing is, the point I'm trying to make is that process is preventing useful and worthy things from getting done. And what I'm saying is I think that the Democrats are underestimating where the wellspring of the resistance to them is coming from. It's not just that people don't want the impeachment. It's that you're not getting your job done. What do you think?
Well, no, absolutely. And I think...
USMCA, that could have already been done.
Yes, and I think Pelosi and the other leadership are hearing, particularly from those new members who won you know, in either flip districts or Republican leaning districts, that I get, you know, I got to get stuff done. I mean, this is crazy. They want USMCA. They want us to address high health coverage costs, address their pain points.
What are some of the things about USMCA that we're going to like?
Well, I think, you know, the modernization pieces are really critical.
What does that mean?
You know, we live in a digital economy now, a platform-based economy. So, you know, addressing some of those, you know, issues, cross-border.
When NAFTA was signed first, most people didn't even know what the Internet was.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, there's a lot of things at the border and a lot of rules that have to be changed so that, you know, when you're, you know, when you're basically sending, buying software, you know, from, when a Canadian is buying software from the U.S. or any type of digital good or any product or services, there's rules that have to be changed and those have been changed. I mean, there are, you know, tariffs that have got been getting rid of. A lot of red tape at the border. I think a big thing on the Canadian side is if you're a U.S. service provider, you had to have an office in Canada.
This is lowering barriers for small businesses to do business. The USMCA is going to be more beneficial to small business than NAFTA was. Is that a safe statement?
And Jim, this is groundbreaking USMCA, and it has Chapter 25, which is a specific chapter dedicated to small business.
Good.
In that, you know, the countries really have to set up portals to make it easier, how-to stuff.
Good.
But beyond that, it gives us a permanent voice.
Right.
In terms of bringing emerging issues up.
And let me say, before we wrap up this segment, let me say, folks, there's no question in my mind that that chapter that she just described was heavily influenced and promoted and gotten done by our good friend and our hero, Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.